Hello, my beautiful friend. Can I just say how much I love this question? Because this is such a fantastic question. It's something that's so relevant to so many people, including myself. Don't you think this comes up so many times in so many different ways? Yes. I'm answering for you. Yes. Answering for us all. Okay, so this is a pacing question. And it's like we're looking for discernment, right? Because we're looking to see whether the choice that we're making is due to healthy self-care versus the amygdala or our brain overprotecting ourselves. It's really, 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 really great exploration here. So, as with everything else, like Ashok says, it's an art, not a science, right? And so we can play with it, and I feel like it's not black or white, it's like grays and nuances, and I feel like we don't need to get it right or be, you know, exactly certain. We can kind of put our toe in the water, gently feel around, see what's going on, check it out, put our toe in the water. We may make some mistakes. We may not. It may go really well. It may, you know, go sideways, but it's all good. There's no like exact, you know, right or wrong to this. But let's look at this, right? I feel like in my experience, a lot of it has to do with energy. Like, what do you feel when you're making this choice? So just say you're choosing not to do something, not to go somewhere or not to do something. And you want to know, is that because of self-care and it's a good decision, healthy decision, or is it because of overprotection? In my experience, overprotection has a certain feeling to it, a certain energy to it, right? So what does overprotection feel like? Well, it comes from fear or worry, right? It comes from like an attachment versus a nurturing, calm decision making. Like those two things feel like very different, right? Overprotection is kind of almost has like a knee-jerk reaction type of feeling, like a shutdown, versus a calm, intuitive knowing. Like you just know in your core. And sometimes you don't know. You know, sometimes the choice comes from a place that's a little bit more, I'm actually not sure what the right decision, right. See, there is no right or wrong. What the best decision is, or what I want to make, or what I want to choose in this moment. You know, sometimes it's not easy to, you know for sure. And that's why it's important to know that there's no right or wrong. Like, just say you choose something in a particular moment, you know, it's cool. It's not like you're going to ever make a mistake. There aren't such things as mistakes, you know. Anyway, okay, back to the energy. So, overprotection is just like a shutdown. It doesn't even try. More a healthy kind of energy is a little more like exploration. Let's see how this feels, like feeling into it. Overprotection can feel like your heart being small or closed off, whereas a healthy choice feels kind of more warm, may feel like expansive or caring. Obsessive is something that's, okay, that word just came out. Like, overprotection can feel like obsessive. It can feel like you're staring at something, you're trying to figure it out really hard, trying to really, really, really figure it out. I've been guilty of this for so much of my life, wanting to get it right, and there's only one right answer and one wrong answer, and that's like a characteristic of overprotection. And the opposite, like the healthy choice, feels like holding it with a loose hand, you know, with an open palm, and noticing it but not staring at it, right? Observing but not, what's that word? When you stare at something and look at all the details so, so, so closely, each particular thing is so, feels so important, like that type of thing. So the healthy thing is kind of like looking at it with softened eyes, I picture. So I feel like we can dip our toe in the water and just calmly, that's the thing, calmly noticing, like, what does this feel like? Maybe you even do a hair of the thing and stop. Like, I think, maybe we'll talk about pacing another time. Pacing is such a great thing. So, back to the noticing. You know what? I'm going to leave it here. I feel as if it's an energetic thing, and I so welcome anybody who's listening to this to put your comments down below if you have an idea of how you sense into this, like, choices thing, this whole subject of when you choose to say no, what's the reason why you're saying no? Is it a healthy choice? Or is it a part of the whole dynamic of the brain loop that's, you know, giving you that fearful response? Okay, thank you for the question. I'm going to continue more with pacing and another blogcast. Thank you for being with me. Lots of love to you. You're doing great, as I always say. You're doing awesome. Take good care. Bye now.